You may have heard me here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo use the expression that I don't leave any stones unturned when it comes to coffee, and that is so true again today. You might have read an entry that I did yesterday on www.coffeemumbojumbo.com about the special window that one should actually extract and brew coffee with just to get the best out of beans, where farmers, roasters have put all the energy and effort and love and passion into it. So we have to cherish those little beans. And I have received a couple of days ago, actually a week ago, I received a coffee which was just a little bit out of date. Not maliciously so, but only because this was the last of a crop that was roasted about 5 weeks ago. And a new crop is on its way to me as we speak, which is going to be freshly roasted. Yet, I pulled it through the Rocket R58 and it was just thin. It has lost its quality of thickness and richness, which I know this particular bean has because I've used it back in June, roasted by CGP, and it was absolutely delicious. Roasted to perfection, of course. I don't expect anything else from CGP. But this particular roast, as I said, was a bit thin. So what I did yesterday, and again today, just to prove that it's not a fluke, is I pushed it through the AeroPress. And it is an absolute delight through the AeroPress. It still has a bloom and it has its full richness. It has its chocolatey body and its chocolatey flavor. It's got, it is really, one can say that it's boasting a bit of full bodiedness because it just does that. And it also has some delicate floral high notes just at the beginning. And it cuts very well through milk in the AeroPress. But what I do, if I want to test a coffee which is more roasted towards the espresso profile, is to grind it very, very fine and to brew it a bit longer and then to push it through. So brew it about 2 minutes, maybe even 2 minutes 15, push it through in 20, 25 seconds. And then just use, if you want a latte, a third and two thirds. And if you want to use it as a flat white, which I prefer, two thirds, one third. So that worked really, really well. And on popular demand, I'm going to just reveal the origin of that single origin. It is actually from Peru. My friends at the Smart Republic, who are avid followers and great supporters, and of course have a beautiful shop in The Hague as well, selling specialty coffees. They thought it was from Ethiopia. Well, it isn't. It is from Peru. And as I said, the freshly roasted one, the second crop, this year's crop, is on its way to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo as we speak. And then I'll reveal the full secret of what coffee it is.